So in the nick of time, Ohio has a new budget. Governor Kasich signed the measure yesterday. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the budget, what made it in and what didn't. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the governor didn't get everything he wanted in this budget.
No governor gets everything he wants in a budget. Even a governor like Governor Kasich, who has a solid majority of his own party in the legislature, no one gets everything. He got he didn't get quite the income tax cut that he wanted. He did get an increase in the sales tax, but he had wanted to expand it to a lot of goods and services that never been covered by the sales tax. That wasn't done. And one of the major things that he did not get was he wanted Medicaid expansion for about 366,000 uninsured Ohioans under Obamacare. And the legislature specifically rejected that in the budget.
Now, he took action, though. He has a line item veto,
right.
and while he couldn't add that expansion in, what did he cut out?
Well, he did cut that out of the budget. That he used his line item veto on Medicaid expansion. And basically, he was sending a message to the legislature saying, look, this money is not going to come until January 1st, and the legislature would have to act to accept it. Let's talk about this. Let's see if we can work something out to get this back in the budget.
Now, but what he cut out was there was a ban on it, right?
Right.
A ban to expand it is what was in the budget?
That's right.
So while it doesn't add anything right now, it can't be banned.
It's sort of in limbo right now, and it buys him time to try to cajole members of the legislature, particularly in his own party, specifically in his own party, to support this and to accept this money in January of 2014.
What do you think his chances are of getting that through?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell. It's not that many votes that he needs. I mean, you know, he needs to probably pick up the phone and talk to legislators individually. He always sold the thing as a moral issue. I mean, he actually talked in biblical terms, you know, that we need to take care of the least among us. And he'll continue that kind of rhetoric, but he'll also, I'm sure, you know, be negotiating with the House leadership and the Senate leadership to try to get this thing through.
He also was encouraged to use the line item veto related to some abortion legislation that was in the budget.
Yes.
He didn't do that.
He did not. He kept those provisions in, the fetal heartbeat provision. There were some things that had to do with funding for Planned Parenthood for their services that are non-abortion related, and they're going to lose a whole lot of money. These things were put into the budget by the Republicans in the legislature, and he was under a lot of pressure to veto that, but he did not.
Governor's up for re-election. How are his chances looking right now?
Well, he's looking pretty good. Quinnipiac University had a poll last week that had him at 54% approval rating, which is not bad. That's pretty good. Anytime you're over 50% and you're facing re-election, which he is in 2014, you're in good shape. The same poll also showed that Ed Fitzgerald, the Democrat who's announced that he is going to run against Kasich, is pretty far behind. It's a 14 percentage point gap between him and Kasich at this point.
Now, with the election not till 2014, does it even matter how good he looks right now?
Yeah, it matters the fact that he is at the highest level he has ever been since he has been governor in terms of job approval. But everything in this boils down to what happens between now and then. Ted Strickland, at this point, before the last election, before the 2010 election, was far, far ahead of Kasich or any other potential Republican challenger, too. And he lost. Now, it's all a matter of what happens, I think, with the Ohio economy. Ohio economy seems to be doing better than the nation as a whole, marginally. And he needs to sustain that somehow. And if that happens, then he's going to be very difficult to beat.
So the economy really is his biggest issue.
It's absolutely his biggest issue. And in Ohio, in gubernatorial elections, It has always been the biggest issue.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.